From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Walking around campus at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, you might think there's been an outbreak of some awful disease. There's not. But hundreds of students are wearing blue surgical masks. They're part of a study to see if wearing the mask might help protect you from catching the flu if there were a pandemic. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
University of Michigan undergrad Mercedes Olegin is trying on a blue surgical mask today for the first time. She places the mask over her chin, mouth, and nose and spreads the pleats, then carefully draws the strings around her ears. Coordinating her outfits with the mask is going to be impossible, she notes, but she'll manage.
Oh, yeah. Does that look good? Do I look like a doctor? Could I be on Grey's Anatomy? I'm going to bring a date here and have them look at me in this mask.
For the next few weeks, Olegin and her classmates are being asked to wear surgical masks whenever they're in the dorm, where close proximity to others can quickly spread infectious diseases. The study began last week when the first case of flu on campus was confirmed, and it will last until spring break. Recruiters are still hard at work trying to sign students up. Brittany Halford lists a potpourri of incentives as she talks with a tired student sprawled on the top bunk of her tiny dorm room.
Mary, I don't have you signed up here for the study. No? Okay, well, you still have a chance to sign up, and if you sign up within the next week, then you can be put in a drawing for an iPod Shuffle. So that's an added incentive. So you might want to think about it. And plus, your roommate's doing it. This can be a bonding experience.
Everybody's doing it.
We're gonna
peer pressure.
All the cool people.
Remembering to put the mask on every day and wearing it around the dorm is tedious, and students report that the masks make them perspire. The students who are most diligent about wearing their mask seem far more motivated by altruism than the prospect of payment. Lead researcher Arnold Monto says he's aware that students are being asked to do something difficult, and he says for that reason the study will pay close attention to incentives and compliance. But he says there's no easy way to introduce the element of fear into the trial. In a real outbreak, he says, frightened people would find donning masks no hardship at all. Still, Monto would prefer to have scientific data to support the practice. That's because in the initial stages of a pandemic, wearing masks may be one of the few defenses for those who can't stay at home, completely isolated from society.
If we find that there is an effect, even a modest effect, then it's something that we should consider in terms of stockpiling masks, because even with these commonly available masks, we're going to run out pretty quickly in a pandemic.
About 1,000 students are enrolled in this experiment. If the noncompliance problem can be resolved and the research is deemed feasible, next year the study will try to enroll 2,000 students to wear the masks at the first outbreak of the flu. But researchers are already talking about choosing different dorms to participate next time, perhaps smaller, more cohesive ones, where the sense of esprit de corps can be whipped up to get students to wear the masks in the dorm from the time they get up until they go to bed. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.